This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Hi. How are you?
Hey.
Hey there. Welcome to ENN on this Monday, August 23rd. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Welcome back to the Michael K Show, everybody. That's unfortunate.
Anything else there? Good evening, Michael.
Big, thick, beautiful, juicy hot dogs.
Let me also say good evening to Don. A true maniac.
Eagles are the greatest team in the world!
Why is the audio from of him doing the Eagles guy distant? Was he not on mic at that point?
A lot was going on at that point. That mic wasn't on yet. There was reverb from you guys.
Right. You guys didn't get any of my songs at all? Because I was told I was very good.
No, but you weren't. And no, I saw you say that about yourself on social media, but... That wasn't on air.
Woo. Oh. Well, I thought it was on the radio.
You may be right.
I know I'm right.
I may be crazy.
It just might be a lunatic you're looking for.
But it just might be a lunatic you're... You know, it was they did a random Billy Joel song before he left. Not
they were
that
good,
random.
By the way.
Say Goodbye
Pat
to Hollywood
was
maybe?
Great. What, yeah, they did. You know why they played Say Goodbye to Hollywood?
Why?
Because that's the part with the how I end the show. Life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. Say goodbye to Hollywood.
Wow. You know what's crazy?
What?
Known that song my whole life.
Didn't know it was that.
Have heard you say that 1,000 times. Did not realize that's what it's from.
Now you know.
What do you want to start with, Michael? Football or baseball?
Well, we've covered baseball quite a bit. So let's start with football.
All right. Well, actually, first, let's hear you sing.
Turn out the light. Don't try to see. You may be wrong.
Now, I don't pat myself on the back because I'm not double jointed. That's so much better than Don's.
Well, you start off really good, but in the words of Michael Kay, as it goes on, you get a little pitchy, dude.
No. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Nothing
Jesus
like this.
Loves you more than you will know.
You know what's important, I think? If you get a second, Anthony. Can we hear a clip of the Lemonheads version of Mrs. Robinson? Because, Michael, if you're comparing that apples to apples with Simon and Garfunkel, it's just putrid what he did. But maybe if we hear the Lemonheads version, which I haven't heard for a very long time, we'll feel better. Now, Michael, you mentioned the big Jets injury from this weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
Continues. The hits continue to come. For the New York Jets. This time it's Gerard Davis, linebacker. Let's hear from Robert Saleh on the Davis injury.
Gerard Davis, obviously he has an ankle. It's going to take him into the season, but we expect him back sometime around the bye week.
So,
they're two most important players. Well, they're two players that obviously they spent a lot of money free agent-wise. They're out. Not good.
Did you... Happened to see the big hit that Justin Fields took this weekend?
Yes, I did.
So that's one of the things we talk about with preseason, right? Let's hear from young Justin Fields on that hit.
It didn't really hurt, to be honest with you. I think the one thing that hurt was my helmet coming off and hitting me in the eye, but the actual hit, it wasn't that crazy.
I mean, listen, whatever part of it is that hurts, it hurts. Let's hear from Justin Fields on adjusting to the speed of the NFL.
Justin, what was it like in your first game adjusting to the NFL speed as opposed to college?
It was actually kind of slow to me, to be honest. I was expecting it to be a little bit faster, but, you know, practicing, you know, game speed, going at it with my teammates every day. And, of course, you know, we have a great defense. So me going against them every day, it definitely slowed the game up a little bit for me. So, I felt comfortable out there. And I have room to grow. So I'm just going to try to get better each and every day.
So that was Justin's quote from last week about the speed of the NFL. Then you heard him, he's downplaying the hit as well. I get it. Andy Dalton's going to be starting week one, by the way, Michael, regardless. So,
you know, I kind of understand that. A lot of people are saying, oh, how do you do that? How do you do that? Well, you do that. Just let the guy see the speed of the NFL. It's a 17-game season. They'll be fine. Andy Dalton's not a hack. He can play.
He wasn't good for Dallas last year, but no, he's not a hack.
All of Dallas was hacky.
Here's Nagy on the plan for Dalton to start week one.
The stock of Andy for us is going to be something for us is seeing what he does during the season. You know, that's how we got to be able to see what can Andy do during the season with this team and with these guys. That has been our plan this whole entire time. I truly understand the want to for people to want to see more Justin and all that. I get that. But we also understand where we're at and how what the true plan is. And all we can do is ask Justin to keep playing, and he's doing it, and Andy to keep playing, and Nick to keep playing.
Now, the really interesting quarterback situation, Michael, wouldn't you say, is San Francisco?
Yep.
Trey Lance, Jimmy G. Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan.
Are you going to make an announcement? Is Jimmy Garoppolo your starter week one?
No, I'm not making that announcement. Let's try, though. Whenever I feel like it.
Tonight's not tonight.
Not tonight.
Well.
Whenever I feel like it. I like that.
I know.
Better than lying, right?
It's like coaches have to. Coaches have two speeds. No, three. Nice and lie. Mean and lie. Or mean and honest. He went with the mean and honest approach.
I prefer the mean and honest approach.
So just the friendly lie directly to your face?
Yeah, because I'd rather somebody not be a phony to me. Just if you hate me, hate me.
Now, big week for Joe Judge heading back to New England to take on his former mentor, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots. And most importantly, we're finally going to see the New York Giants starters on the field. Daniel Jones has not been getting reps, but we will get a half of Daniel Jones this weekend. This week, we'll treat more as a dress rehearsal for the regular season. My expectations at this point would be for Daniel to play at least the first half and decide what we do coming out of halftime later in the week.
Wait, they might play him in the second half is what they're saying?
That's what he's saying.
I don't believe it.
Me neither.
I never believe coaches.
Saquon has supposedly been impressing doctors and coaches, but Judge says undecided on when we'll see Saquon Barkley. Now, Michael, it's interesting because Saquon at the beginning of last year had moments, but he also wasn't the guy he was from the year before.
No,
so I'm
he
a little
wasn't.
Curious to see Saquon.
I am too, but I don't think he has to play in preseason.
He knows
how to play football. So, you know, just unleash him in game one. Last thing you want is because if a guy like that got hurt, that would be a devastating mental blow to the team.
I'm trying to look at how he closed 2019. In 2018, he had 1,300 yards and 11 touchdowns, and we were goo-goo gaga. In 2019, played 13 games, 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns. And then last year, he just made it to the second game. Didn't do very much. So we will, we'll see.
This is not a popular opinion because I love the guy and I want him to be great. He's not that kind of guy that's going to average 6 yards a carry and, I mean, get positive gains every time he gets the ball. There's going to be a lot of, like, no yards gain, minus one, 2 yards, no yard, and then he'll break off a 34-yarder. And to me, I don't know how valuable that is. Because he does a lot of east to west and not north to south. He just does. He's looking for that hole for the big gainer, and he ends up getting stopped at 1 yard gained or zero.
Well, but then in my opinion, if that turns out to be who he is, and you're right, so far that is mostly what we've seen. Isn't it then how you scheme, and is it about how you utilize him out of the backfield and throwing him the football? And how he is in the blocking game?
Well, we know he's not good in the blocking game.
I feel like he has to have potential there. He's so strong.
Yeah, but he has not been good in the blocking game. So I don't know how they're going to use him. And if he's a guy, and you could say Barry Sanders was the same way. If he's a guy that's going to have like seven straight no yards gain and then that 60-yard gain, okay, so all of a sudden he's eight carries, 60 yards. It looks great, but it's really not. Because there's a lot of three and outs then if you do that too. I know I am definitely on the wrong side of history with this, but that's not the type of running back I want. I want my running backs getting at least 4 yards a carry.
But Michael, I don't think you are on the wrong side of history with it because, if Barry Sanders is the comparison you make, you go, oh my God, the talent of Barry Sanders. And I was like that too. I was always more impressed with Barry Sanders than Emmitt Smith. I was a kid. Barry Sanders was way more fun to me than Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith was north and south. He got his 5 yards a carry. That's just who he was. I never was psyched to watch Emmitt Smith play like that. I know people will scream at me and say, oh my God, he's the greatest ever. I understand that, but I was 10 years old, and it was Barry Sanders. It was watching him in the backfield go one direction, go the other direction, and then bust it for 50 yards. But what did Detroit get out of that?
Nothing.
One championship game appearance?
They never won anything.
So we'll see. Saquon's such a good kid, though, and he's so talented. I hope the guy we get this year is phenomenal, and maybe there's improvements in the blocking game as well. So let's see.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Cam Newton, this is a weird headline. Cam Newton sidelined over COVID protocol misunderstanding. He's going to miss at least 3 days of practice this week after traveling to a team-approved out-of-town medical appointment over the weekend. The team said in a statement that Newton went to the appointment on Saturday and tested negative each day for COVID-19, but due to a misunderstanding about tests conducted away from NFL facilities that is required by NFL and NFLPA protocols, he's now been subjected to a 5-day reentry.
So he's not vaccinated, that means.
Well, yeah, because they're not as intense with testing for the vaccinated, right?
Well, this is a quote he had earlier. He was asked if he's had he been vaccinated. I think it's too personal for each and every person to kind of discuss it. And this is where you lose me. And I always have to give the whole preamble speech, Peter, because I don't want people attacking me. You have the right not to take the vaccine. But if you're not going to take it, what are you ashamed of? Why wouldn't you tell us why you don't feel comfortable taking it? I'll tell you why I felt comfortable taking it. Why is it all of a sudden such a personal issue? You're having plastic surgery. You're deciding not to get a vaccine, which, by the way, is your right as an American. Why is it personal to tell us why? Why is it so personal to tell us why you don't want to take the vaccine?
I think that people don't want to, and I think there's some validity to this. I think people don't want to acknowledge that they didn't get vaccinated because they feel judged by the vaccinated. And based on the way that people like you and I sound, I understand that. We are somewhat judgmental
about it. Danny from Long Island's a listener to the show. He didn't get vaccinated. He explained why. He's not ashamed of it. Why would you be ashamed of something if you have such conviction about it? Because I'm sure a lot of the non-vaccinated look at the vaccinated down their nose, too.
That is true. They do. I've seen that, too.
I don't get it. I just don't get the privacy aspect. It's like, I think what you you hit it right on the nose. It's not privacy. You don't want to be ridiculed because you realize how ridiculous it really is.
Hey, guys, so Carson Wentz is optimistic that he will be able to play for the Colts in week one. He took all the first-team reps in 7-on-7 work on Monday.
Did you see Peter when he ran? He looked great.
I mean, he looked great running after he'd, torn his ACL?
Yeah. The guy's a beast.
No, he's someone I'd love to see figure it out. I really, really would. Let's hear from Aaron Boone. He was asked about
Booney.
Luke Voit being named AL Player of the Week.
I mean, he's playing great. So I think the biggest thing is he's healthy. And, you know, we know what kind of hitter he is when he's healthy. And he's obviously gotten some big hits for us in what was a very good week for us. You know, he was right in the middle of a lot of that. So it's just good to see him. I feel like he's taking better and better at bats all the time and just being healthy. And we know, again, we know what he can do when he's healthy.
And he couldn't make the lineup today. And that's not I'm not giving an opinion on it. The Yankees are 11-1 when Anthony Rizzo plays. So he's in the lineup. And Luke Voit has a 7-game hitting streak and was player of the week and can't get in the lineup. And the main reason is because it's a National League ballpark and the pitcher has to hit and there's no DH. Otherwise, he'd be in the lineup.
Anthony, you have that audio? Let's, Michael, because I know you probably don't remember this. Let's hear the audio. This is the version of Mrs. Robinson that Don was actually covering at the Beach Bash.
And it's you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven hold the place for the
Well, it doesn't really help Don. Don still sounds like garbage relative to that.
Well, what this is, I mean, it's not Simon and Garfunkel. It's just like a heavier beat and, you know, more urgent. Don's out of key.
Right. The issue for Don is not the beat. It's that he was out of key is what you're saying.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Okay. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Where's the English accent from?
I don't know.
Also, somebody on Twitter said it best. Sounds like Don recorded that on the 7 train.
Now, this I assume you would think this is cool. You're trying to grow a sport, right? We always talk about the things baseball should do. And Bryson DeChambeau accepted an invite to compete in the Professional Long Drivers Association's World Championships. I love that.
I flush it.
Listen, let the big dog eat. That's cool. By the way, today would have been Kobe Bryant's 43rd birthday. So happy birthday to the late, great Kobe Bryant. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday, August 23rd.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.